Welcome to Ramplify, a student-centered, career-focused podcast hosted by the Center for Career Equity, Development, and Success at Suffolk University. This podcast is used to highlight the resources offered in the university's Career Center while amplifying the voices of everyone who contributes to our vibrant community.
When people talk about international education, two big topics often come to mind: the outbound study abroad experience and the inbound international student experience. Today, we are honored to have representatives from INTO Suffolk with us to chat a little bit more about the inbound international student experience and how the collaboration between Suffolk University and INTO University partnerships helps diversify our international student population and advance the institution's mission on diversity, inclusion, and access. With us today are Tim Hercules, Interim Executive Director of INTO Suffolk, and Alina Nuzarova, an international student from Ukraine. Before we jump into learning more about INTO Suffolk, Tim, would you mind letting us know and share your insight as to why so many international students like to pursue their education in the United States?
Yes, what a great question. First of all, thank you so much for allowing me this great opportunity to be with you, as well as with our RAM community here at Suffolk. I've had the pleasure of working with international students for years, traveling to over 70 different countries and welcoming students to the United States. It has been a calling and a great privilege. But to your question, why so many international students like to pursue education in the United States is because of the opportunities. Many people think, or many international students think, that United States is the land of opportunities. And there's so many different wonderful education institutions, specifically Suffolk, that really call and bring international students to the United States. In addition to that, there are opportunities both inside the classroom as well as outside the classroom that our students find. Opportunity of being enriched by students from 50 different states, for example, as well as countries from all over the world. And also just the opportunity for students to gain employment opportunities and work authorization while they're studying their degree, as well as after they're finished with their degree, is another reason why students pursue education in the United States.
Great. Thank you, Tim. Now that we have some idea as to why the United States is a popular destination for international students from around the world, would you mind sharing with us what is INTO Suffolk? What are some of the programs INTO Suffolk offers? And if there's a brief history that you'd be able to provide to help us better understand the goal and mission of INTO Suffolk?
Absolutely. So INTO Suffolk is, at the easiest and most simplest form, is a similar department or another department here at Suffolk to support international students. In a more complex business standpoint, it's actually a joint venture. It's a company that's actually half owned by Suffolk University and half owned by INTO University Partnerships, which is actually a company headquartered in the United Kingdom. And their specialty is really to work with educational counselors or agents that are around the world, that their mission and their goal is to help bring international students to campuses in the United States, in the UK, and Australia. And so years ago, I think we're going on 8 years or more, is that Suffolk University partnered with INTO to help really advance their international reach and their international population. Suffolk recognized that the international students bring such a great depth and great component to the community and within the classroom. And INTO really has the ability to help and support all of these agents or these educational counselors bring qualified applicants to our programs. And so the programs that, you know, initially when INTO and Suffolk was created, it was to create these programs that would help students who might have needed additional language support. We think about students coming from all over the world, and here they need to be fluent and proficient with their reading, their writing, their speaking, et cetera, in English, and to be as qualified as our candidates who are native speakers. And so this opportunity really allowed a program to provide wraparound services from the academics, in addition to our student experience, and how do we engage these international students to our Suffolk community, to the Boston community, to the United States? And then also, how do we integrate them, like I said, into the overall Suffolk community? I always kind of describe these programs as stair steppers, and that you might start on the very first step and you're learning academic English. These candidates are extremely qualified because they were doing their programs in their own countries and have, for example, a GPA that we would equivalent to a 4.0 or a 3.0 or what have you. They're very bright students. They just didn't have the language component. And so we provide all of that wraparound support. But also you have to remember that these students and their education systems were probably different than we teach in the United States. So not to say that that was by any means wrong, it's just something that is different. So maybe we have a professor in the United States that gives an assignment and wants them to think creatively or abstractly. And maybe that is not something that they might have had that exposure previously in their own home country. And so that's what our faculty and our programs really help the students be successful as they continue up those steps. So they might have started off with just English, and then they continue to study English as well as their academic content credits that apply towards their actual degree, with the intent that they should complete their degree at the same time that maybe a direct entry student would complete as well. So these students are able to be admitted to any of the Suffolk programs. We just provide this additional support. As the educational market has evolved, though, we are finding many more students that already have the language proficiency to be qualified for direct entry. And so those students might still come through our INTO partnership, but they're automatically entered into the direct entry program that might not need as much of the wraparound support that we're providing in center. And so that's kind of a brief history of how this came to be. And again, with really the intention of celebrating the diversity that is around the world within these students and how they can enrich all of our lives here within the Suffolk community.
Certainly, that is great, and I really love this as an equitable approach to diversify our international student population here at Suffolk. Can you share with us how many students are typically enrolled in the INTO Suffolk program each semester, and do they actually have a different Suffolk experience compared to other Suffolk international students who are direct entries who do not go through the INTO program?
Great question. So typically our enrollment within a particular semester is just under 100 students that are within the programs. And that could be for academic English, as well as our undergraduate, as well as our graduate or certificate programs. And so these individuals are within that particular program that I call and that we call INTO Suffolk that provides that intense wraparound support. Total, with all the degree-seeking students that are also coming through these INTO channels, we're probably looking upwards of around 150 or more per fall academic semester, if you will. As far as the difference that the students coming through the INTO Suffolk versus a direct entry student, I will say that their experience is a little bit different in that we are providing additional services and support and more coordination within the faculty. For example, at the undergraduate level, we have our own faculty and center that are teaching academic English as well as coordinating more with the content classes and the faculty there so that there's the support that the students may need or that we are understanding what concepts or ideas are being described or taught in the undergraduate classes to supplement even the English language instruction. And so from that standpoint, that I think is a differentiating factor. In addition, we provide all of the wraparound services and the coordination. So we have a team that is dedicated just to the student experience. And so that would be, for example, partnering with Career Services and bringing Career Services, as you have come to visit with our students in the center, to really highlight and celebrate the great work that is being done in Career Services and the Career Center. And so that is how we, I would say, differentiate a little bit more in that we cater specifically to programming that is for the students in the Into Suffolk program. But we also welcome both domestic students as well as direct entry international students as well. So I think that's some of the differentiating factors that we provide within our program.
Thank you, Tim. And I really like how you describe the Into program as a wraparound holistic support to international students, especially during their transitional period in their early days arriving at Suffolk, having that support to allow them to gradually ease into their transition. That is great. And having the pleasure to work with the student experience team, really love working with a student from the Into program specifically.
Great. Thank you.
Before we transition our conversation with Alina, I wanted to kind of throw you a question. As an experienced international educator with decades of experience working closely with international students, do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to share with international students who would like to make the most out of their Suffolk experience and be successful beyond graduation?
Great question. Yes. International students, as well as domestic students, would always ask me pieces of advice, which I'm so grateful that they would ask me for such advice. I always share with students that I think that they should get involved in the community, and specifically the Suffolk community, in three ways. One, I always tell students to get involved in a club or organization that you might have done in high school or previously. So if you like to play soccer as a club, get involved in intramurals or something along those lines within the Suffolk community. The other part is do something and get in a club organization that you've never done. That might be volunteering for a student. And for an international student, volunteering and, you know, working with a club or organization provides them an opportunity to enhance their resume, that they can say, for example, I was the treasurer on this different club or organization. And that really gives the skills that are needed for a company that they might see that, one, the student took leadership or that they're good with money, for example. And then I would always say to, honestly, this is not a particular plug for you, Vicky, but for the Career Services, get involved from the moment you enter this campus. Do not wait until your final year in graduate studies or your final year in your undergraduate studies, because it really provides the confidence and the tools that you will learn to be successful when you are applying for that internship or that job. And maybe a fourth one, have fun. This is the time of your life to enjoy and explore. Boston has so many great avenues and things to experience, and take advantage of it. That is why you're here. I studied years ago in Madrid, and so that was my international experience. Never could speak the language, and so I find myself similar to many of our students who don't know how to speak English. And just recognizing the small little wins or the graces that you might find on each and every day to celebrate those. It's not an always easy road in which individuals find themselves traveling all the way to Boston from thousands and thousands of miles away, but enjoy the journey, enjoy the experience, and make friends both within your country and from people from not your country.
Thank you, Tim. These are great advice for our international student, and I particularly like how you have brought up the fact that it's never too early to start. And just get involved, just jump into the culture and get involved, make friends. That is such a great strategy to just immerse yourself into the American culture and learn really through building relationships with others.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Tim. And this is a great segue for us to transition to our conversation with Alina, who is a very active student leader and international students who have also been through the Into program. Welcome, Alina. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Vicky. Thank you for inviting me. So my name is Alina. I'm from Ukraine, the city center Kyiv. It's my sophomore year at Suffolk University. I'm majoring in marketing and have a minor in graphic design. I'm currently involved in some of organizations at our university, such as Russian Speaking Club as president and International Students Association as vice president. But in the fall semester, I was social media manager. So kind of upgrading.
Alina is a perfect example of starting early as a student leader. As just a sophomore student, she's already taking up leadership positions in student clubs. That's certainly a lived experience of someone who has been living of Tim's advice that was mentioned earlier on. Alina, we wanted to learn a little bit more from the student's perspective. What do you like the most about studying at Suffolk as an international student?
I like that the international community at Suffolk is so warm and welcoming. It's incredibly assuring to arrive in a new country where you will have an opportunity to find a community from different countries or even from your country that makes you feel that you're at home. Suffolk's diverse student body means that there are people from all of the corners of the globe, each bringing their unique perspectives, experience, which is really helpful for international students since you can expand your knowledge of different cultures, countries, and etc. Also, another aspect, the university's location in Boston is another a plus. I deeply appreciate it. Being in the heart of the city offers countless opportunities. You can expand your networking by going to other universities. You can find your prospective best friends that you will pick and see each other for the rest of your life. If you will stay, for example, in the United States, and also like you never know where you will be in a couple of years. So networking and studying in the city center of Boston is really beneficial for international students that our university gives this opportunity.
Great. So glad to hear that you're having such a great experience here at Suffolk and also in Boston. So with your academic and your student club involvement, leadership, and social life, networking with people, meeting new people, exploring the city, there's no doubt that you have a very busy schedule. What are some of your strategies for time management or just staying organized, being on top of things when things get overwhelmed?
So sometimes it's so difficult to manage your time since I have leadership positions in two clubs. Despite all that, I have an internship and 6 courses at our university. They're just so difficult. But basically, I'm trying to make a list of tasks that I have to complete. And based on that list, I highlight the most important things that I have to complete right away. Another task that is not really important at that time, I will do a little bit later. Also, I trying to do everything before the deadline, so I won't be really nervous and I will have time to do everything correctly without any rush.
Great. It seems like prioritization and having a solid to-do list are some of the best strategies that you've been going about. So on top of some of these strategies, there are certainly a lot of resources available on campus. Are there some of the resources available on campus that are specifically helpful to you? Obviously, on top of your own strategy, any help would probably assist and make your life a little easier. Any advice for folks as they navigate the abundant amount of resources available here at Suffolk?
So in my college experience, I have found that students working in Career Center are the most available resources to students. I recall my first visit to Career Center. It was my freshman year, the second semester. I met a guy. He is a student. His name is Zachary Roy. He helped me to build my resume, and actually he helped me to started because before his help it was just a white paper and I was a little bit scared of how am I supposed to start building my resume, which is important aspect when you're looking for a job. What it stood out when I was building my resume with the student that I had a really comfortable atmosphere and we made some jokes, and I liked the way how it was, because like a person helps you to build your resume, and at the same time you kind of, as an international student, you kind of like, you don't know what to say about yourself, but this person made some jokes, so it was really fun, and I could, and I were able to tell about myself a little bit more, so that helped him to do his job and build my resume even better. Also, I like that one of the valuable resources can be Inter office. When it was my freshman year, I always came to some of the assistants at Inter Center, such as Rachel or Christine, if I had some questions according to my insurance or what classes I have to take in the future, or just have probably support since I came to the United States because I had to, and Inter Suffolk helped me to be not that nervous and overcome the language barrier and that kind of stuff.
Great, Alina. You mentioned you have worked with one of our career ambassadors, yes, Zachary. You actually spoke on the power of peer advising and having a peer to actually walk you through the process, and also discuss the importance of having a community in the area. And I'm so glad that Suffolk was able to provide all of these to you, and we will continue to support you along the way. Even as just a sophomore, you are so involved on campus, you are doing well in school, you are already securing internship and gaining industry experience. Even though you're still early on in your career, do you have any advice for other international students who would like to make the most out of their Suffolk experience? Or if you were to give an advice to yourself 2 years ago, what are some of the advice that you would actually tell them?
So for international students looking to improve their experience in Suffolk, stepping out of your comfort zone is the key. Never be afraid of making mistakes or trying something new, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. This openness to new experience is crucial for personal and academic growth. Engaging in activities that challenge you can lead to unexpected opportunities and a valuable lesson that you can learn. Also, through these experiences that you can truly immerse yourself in the diverse culture and academic environment that Suffolk offers. As Tim mentioned, it's really important to join clubs that you are not really interested in, because you never know what will happen. So basically, exploring something that is unknown for you can be so beneficial for your future. And I believe the most important aspect is for an international student, it's never be afraid of your the language barrier, and just try new things and you will be all right.
Yeah. And I always tell students, the thing that you learn the most is by failing forward. What can you learn from mistakes and being available out there? Keep trying, never give up. As a former international student, I totally resonate with a lot of these advice. When something happened, how are you going to make the most out of it? People always say, when life gives you lemon, make lemonade. So find a way to make lemonade. Add flavors, make strawberry lemonade. It's like, how are you going to make sure that your experience here at Suffolk is going to be fun and meaningful? And you are not the only one who is growing, but you never know what's going to happen next. Thank you so much, Tim and Alina, for joining us today and sharing your insights regarding the Suffolk and the INTO program experience. And so glad that you're here with us today. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was our pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Check out our website at suffolk.edu/career-center and follow us on social media at Suffolk_careers.